Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests, time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. With other people, they can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. All right, guys, listen, I don't know. I am so enjoying this series right here. I mean, every time God takes us through a journey and he's trying to teach us his lessons, trying to teach us his way, his will, and how we can, really walk on purpose and do these things in a major way in the network marketing industry. And I know people are on here that who are not in the network marketing industry, but that's okay. What I'm talking about is anytime you're talking about leadership and gathering of people and people having to step up and being really cognizant that what we do affects others. It is eye-opening, even to the areas God would say, you know what, you can do a little bit better here. And I don't know, this is the reason why Apostle Paul said that he'll never count it like he's apprehended. He never counted like he's all that. You're shutting off your opportunities to learn. And I keep saying this over and over and over and over again. And so with us discussing, you know, it says, when they say you can't, show them you can and you will. And we talk about first, who is they? And the first process that most people had, and I know you did, was they, because the Holy Spirit told me this. I'm like, they, who's they? It's so crazy that you got to ask the right questions, because they, he did not start with people on the outside. He did not start with your environment. He did not start with your atmosphere and all these things. And we're going to go there, but he started with they, which are who lives inside of you, who lives with you. It's you are they. Most people forget that individually we are still a they. Just like there's one God, but there's a Trinity. And I need you guys to understand something, that this war that's going on between the flesh and the spirit, some people would think that this is mythical. Some people will think that this is all about what people have been saying. The word of the God, the word of the Lord laid it out. It's clear if you go into your scripture. And so you want to make sure that you are in there, Galatians 5 and 17. But we got to go to the Lord on today, because he started talking to me about something else. We discussed self-sabotage, we discussed these different things here, but who's stopping you anyway? The question was, who's stopping you? Oh, my Lord. Now, I didn't say who's trying to stop you. Two different things. Who's stopping you? Get down to the truth. Because they can say you can't, but there's no way it can stop you unless you allow it to. we got to go to the Lord on this one. I'm wondering how he's going to unpack. I have like nearly no notes at all. I'm like, what am I supposed to say? Let's see what thus says the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we're glad. We're joyous. We're here again in the land of the living. We thank you for the Spirit that breathed breath into us since the beginning of time. But it wasn't only just so that we can breathe, but it was so that we can live. Dear Lord, as we are seeking your face on this day and not your hand, we want to have a more intimate relationship with you so we can understand. You said, in all thy gifts, get an understanding, and we want to understand. You said, study so show thyself approved. We're studying so we can be approved, not by man, but by you. As we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, we know that we're going to be touching your people. Let us take that responsibly, that we will seek you and what you will have to say. Do it your way, not our own. We're thanking you right now that we are understanding more about the war of the flesh and the spirit, and we are choosing you. We're choosing you on this day. As your people are going out to do these great exploits in your name, let us be careful to acknowledge you in all our ways. Let never being ashamed of who you are, whose we are. When we go out, they'll know who sent us without a shadow of a doubt, not only by what we say from our lips, but our lives will be the true testament of you living through us. Dear Lord, as we are going out here, let us have the mind of Christ, that we'll be able to be courageous and endure and yet still be faithful. We thank you that we your saints to do amazing things out here. We're asking for the hedge of protection around our families. We're asking for each and every family under the sound of my voice to be in alignment with what it is that you have for them, that we will pursue and only have a hunger and thirst for the kingdom. No longer we will have a total distaste for the world. We're thanking you right now, and we're blessing your holy name and sealing this prayer. And even if it leaves our mouth, it never leaves our heart. With the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, amen. So let's hop right into the word, and we're out of the book of Psalms. Out of the book of Psalms, and we're in book of Psalms, chapter 37, and verses 23 through 24. Now the question, and I need you to write it out, because you need to say, who's stopping me? Who's stopping me? Who's stopping me? The first thing I need you to do is let God take over, because you can never fail when you truly own Team Kingdom. Now, if you're lukewarm or your pinky toe is in, and I'm not talking about you becoming an evangelist, I'm not talking about you laying on the hands and speaking in tongues. This is not where I'm going. We are speaking in relevance of building big businesses that is still almost like a congregation, because there's tons of people that we must equip them, that we must live by example, that we must lead them accordingly so that they can leave an inheritance for their children's children. Now, if we were to put those priorities front and center every time we wake up, every time we went out there to go and share what it is that we have, every time we went out there to even go and train our teams, anytime we were out there, we're having these plans to build our teams bigger, it would always come from a pure place. But I want us to read this word of the Lord, because we have to now be able to rightly divide the word of truth, and we need to be able to discern what's really acceptable to God. We got to be able to discern, like, what is God's way? Because let me tell you something. As you're building your business, you will always come in contact with influencers. This is the world we're in. You know, even in a world of being able to use media in such a way, you don't have to go to become, like, go to school and become a news anchor for your voice be prevalent in the world today. You don't have to even go and get high degrees for people to count what you even say about money in their life to be true. So the reason why I'm sharing this is that we always have to be paying very close attention to who and what is really influencing our lives and our actions and what we do, how we do it, what we say, what we do with our time, or what have you. So when we start talking about the question of who's stopping you, I need us to read this word of the Lord. And so let's talk about it. Psalm 37, verses 23 through 24, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It says the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Well, what makes you good? And he delights in his way. Though he fall, first off, if you're good, God is down with you. God is pleased. So he says, now, though he fall, he shall not utterly cast down, for the Lord holds him with his hand. When I read this, what came to mind? You may stumble, but don't stop. You may stumble, but don't stop. Now, you might stumble even in your walk with God, but don't stop pursuing him so that you could really get to where God would have you. Don't you see this thing in the world right now where they put this pressure on Christians only, because I see there are so many other faiths and religions out there, but Christians are always under fire. You're not going to tell me that people in other faiths or other, you know, religions are not also stumbling or not also making mistakes. But when you call yourself a Christian and you make a mistake, it is so designed for you to now sever yourself from God, the love of God, his way, his will, just because you don't want to be under fire. So you say, I can hide in the world because there are no rules. Like, it's not about pleasing anyone who's giving me the power to gain wealth. So when we start thinking about these things and we ask the question, who's stopping us? And we know that there is a war between the flesh and the spirit. You know exactly the answer, that it's your decision in your mind and your soul that either stops or propels you. The decision, your decision-making center, you have the power of decision. And you can decide, am I going to be team kingdom or am I going to be team world? And as I'm going out here to pursue, and I am going out there to make it happen, as I'm going out there to be whatever you want to say, what, internet celebrity or whatever it is that you're pushing to do, to say, I want my voice to be heard. I need to know that you are clear on when people start hearing your voice, that you know what you're saying. It's a decision that you use your influence where you don't self-sabotage, that you use, as you are taking your spot at the top, that you use it responsibly and you make sure that you're doing it for Team Kingdom. I'm not talking about Team Kingdom, that means that everybody on the line is going to become somebody next, pastor, preacher, teacher, what have you. I'm talking about doing it with the will of God. Let's explain here. In this passage, it said nothing about that the good man was a teacher, preacher, apostle. It never said anything like that. So that means that everyone can choose to say, I want to be a good man or woman. I want to serve the people, and I want the wealth that God has for me. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different, because everything in the earth and the fullness thereof is the Lord. Don't let nobody know. Who else can claim that? Who else can claim that they're the ones that breathe life into you? Who else? We get so sidetracked that they can say we can do all these things. What else? Who else is promising you that you can do all things, underline all things, through Christ who strengthened you? Who else? Now, I am warning you that you're going to need all this word as you take your spot at the top. Because if you don't have none of it in you, you'll be the main one compromising. You'll be the main one losing your way. You'll be the main one acting cray-cray as soon as your bank account starts increasing. And then what'll be coming out of your mouth, your flesh, and your mind, and your spirit will continuously be at a total odds. You smiling, but your soul crying. We need you guys to be on same page, because do you realize that you will only breed the same type of leaders that you are? Your leaders will start acting like you, talking like you, doing the things you do. Do you understand that the rewards come with responsibility? The question today is, who's stopping you? You know the answer. Ask yourself, who's stopping you? You not ranking up? Your team not doing anything? Who's stopping you, though? Who's stopping you? We got to open up this call on today, because I hear people all the time speaking and they're defeated. But out of one side, they say they love the Lord. Out of the other side, they down and out, like, all the time. Who's stopping you? Who's stopping you? I can assure you, on tomorrow, as we start talking about the outside stuff, this is the inner game. We up-leveling your inner game. Because let me tell you something, when the outside comes, you got to be prepared on the inside. When outside things come, if you're not prepared on the inside, this is where you guys start having the breakdowns, the meltdowns, and then you don't even know who you down for. Oh, my Lord, I see it all the time. 443. Good morning, 5302. 443-5302. Good morning. Okay, we got to go to 716-8616. Good morning. Be ready, family. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. Oh, God bless. I am so excited this morning. This is Savita from Niagara Falls. I've been listening to you since I came back from Vegas. And I'm just so overwhelmed and ecstatic. I'm just grateful. I've been listening to you every day, and I thank God that today, I wanted to get on yesterday, and about, you know, you were asking what is stopping me today, and I thank God, because I'm not allowing anything to stop me. I'm not even allowing myself to stop me. Friday, when we got off the conference call, and I thank God, because I had made a decision after I got off the phone to totally pour out myself to God. I had two massive heart attacks back in 2014. And then I got hit by a semi-tractor trailer in Georgia, so I had to come back to Niagara Falls. And then I was going through a divorce after 23 years. But I thank God. I thank God, because since I've been conference calls every morning, He's been building my strength. And I know my why. My why is my kids and my not my grandma, but my grandbaby, and my mom. I had just lost my father last year, and I came into the company back in the end of December, right after Christmas. And I've been plugging in every day. And the city that I'm in is hard, but I thank God, because I know what He promised me. So every day I get up, and I seek God and ask Him to guide me and direct me. because I had stepped away from the Lord because of the things that I had went through with my ex-husband. But I thank God because I'm here and I know my purpose is so strong, and the things that I desire to see for the city of Niagara Falls and for my family. And I'm like, Lord, it will happen. And I thank God because I look at you as being my mentor, even though you're thousands of miles away. But I thank God for you because when I listen to your testimony and I listen to the things that you went through, and I'm like, Lord, this is some of the things that I went through, but I thank you because I can endure it. And every day that I've been getting on this call with you, I have been getting stronger and stronger. And I thank God because I know where my strength comes from, and I know the promises of God are yea and amen. And I just thank God for FES because it's changing my life at who I'm becoming and the, you know, things that I listen to when I have attended, you know, the conferences. And I just thank God for you on this morning. And as I continuously to plug in every day and to hear this word, I know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and I know that I will be able to make a difference in someone's life.
Wow.
And that's it. I just thank God for you.
God bless you. God bless you. Guys, do you know that God has just been pulling in my spirit? It's almost like people don't understand that when you begin to have success, the stories that we don't hear, the stories when you're standing up on the stage, and you might be standing up on the stage for your own self, and you're not standing up to make sure that people understand truly where wealth comes from and that we're totally representing that. There are lives that literally can be changed for the better or destroyed because they could have a misunderstanding as to who God really is and how do you really become successful. Like really successful. We're talking about like behind the scenes is exactly what you're doing. I want you guys that's listening here on Power Start Your Day. I know I can't touch everybody, but this is what the whole discipleship game is about, is that when you learn this, it's your responsibility to teach it to the people who touch you, the people that you touch. I know that there are people out there that are hurting. That's the reason why I continue to fight for the voice in the wilderness. I need you to understand that as you're growing up and you're growing up in your business, make sure you're growing up in Christ. We got enough cray-cray leaders in the world. In network marketing, we are unsanctioned. And do you know that there will be a time where they won't be allowing no kind of voice like no Power Start Your Day on no airways nowhere. You guys don't even understand what freedom really is. The freedom that you have right now to do major things in this window of time. Where you can get a head start on a crash. They think there's going to be a crash for the market. Wait till the world crash, but it said that the kingdom will still stand. Listen, we have to make sure that we know that there is no one stopping us but us, because God gave us the green light. God already gave you the green light before he formed you in your mother's womb. So you're going to come across, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow, you're going to come across the people on the outside that are going to try to give you the yield sign, the stop sign, but God gave you the green light. You got to build up your inner man so you could truly lead. Good morning, 216, last four, 1855. Good morning to you. Good morning. God bless her soul. Good morning. Okay, guys, but listen. I don't know the board. I don't know what's happening with the board. I need us to go out there today and truly operate like you're unstoppable in your business. If you have been doing five people a day and you're just sharing, you're just creating relationships, you're just touching somebody, don't try to operate in spaces that you're not. If you are not fully there with the word, if you're not, whatever, just be yourself. Do you understand that's good enough? Be yourself with a pure heart, clean hand, and share with as many people what you have and see what happens. You're unstoppable. God gave you the green light. All you need, green light. I don't care what in the world going on today. I don't care what happened yesterday. God gave you green light. Act like it today. You guys have a blessed and wonderful day. IPA for the kingdom, baby. For the kingdom. Nobody don't even want our God because everybody's so broken, broken. Go out and make it happen. Act like you know God for real. Take care.